paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, it's Izzy Lyman, and you're listening to 97.7 WCHY Sheboygan. The show is your defending fathers, but we have a defending mother on the show, Mama Bear, Steph Jacobson. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Izzy. It's always good to talk to you.
Same. So you are the founder of Otsego County Liberty Rising, a grassroots group in Otsego County, and I want to talk to you about that.
Well, I think we've been in existence for about 2 years.
Okay.
We really started during the lockdowns. We would Zoom meetings with some fellow longtime patriots that Larry Correll and Amy Correll and I used to meet illegally and, during the lockdowns in Zoom county meetings. And I noticed there were a couple of people that were echoing the same sentiments as myself, and I was able to contact them, and together a lady by the name of Marcy Bouchain and I circulated a petition to reopen our county, and we demanded an end to the lockdowns, we demanded an end to the mandates, and we were able to get over 700 signatures on that. It didn't quite go how we wanted. Our commissioners at the time passed a very weak resolution, literally begging the governor to give us our rights back when feasible. And so we were angry. And that's kind of how Liberty Rising started, with Marcy and myself and another gentleman. And we just kind of just rolled from there. You know, we pick a political fight, we pick a political issue, and we are kind of watchdogs in the county for what's going on. And we have a large email list. We have a good membership. We have monthly meetings, and we're hoping to really get fired up now. I think people are going to start paying a lot more attention now that the 2024 election's around the corner. So we anticipate being really busy in the next couple months for sure.
Oh, absolutely, as you should be. And it's my understanding it's a nonpartisan group. You have a liberty bent, but anybody could be participate and go to your meetings and chat you up and all the rest, right?
Yeah. I mean, we are nonpartisan. You know, I don't think local Democrats are, banging down the doors to get to our meetings. They usually find conversation isn't for them, but, you know, we really don't endorse candidates. We encourage political activism. We encourage people to work on campaigns. We encourage people to get involved in local parties. But we really aren't out there, you know, making any recommendations. What we did last go around was we actually did a commissioner's voting scorecard where we selected, I think, 7 or 8 votes, and we ranked our commissioners according to whether or not we felt they had voted correctly on those issues, and we were able to distribute hundreds of those to people. And I think it played a part in the fact that I think we got 5 new commissioners, one due to a retirement, so that seat was always going to be a new person. But I think we flipped out at least 3. In some cases, I'm not sure what we got was better, but you know, that's it is what it is.
Right. Yes.
Sometimes I feel like there has to be a political price for bad votes, and so that's kind of some of the things that we do. And we anticipate doing another one of those coming up shortly. We'll also be doing one for the school board locally. So hopefully those will make a difference in those elections. And we just try to watchdog. We attend a lot of meetings. We try to let people know what's going on. We try to encourage them to dialogue with their elected officials when they like something or when they don't, because that's really how you enact political change. So
Yes, and you've even been to Emmett County to speak at one of our meetings, which was amazing, by the way, because there's like, I know a zillion people here that have never spoken at a meeting. So for you to come and share your point of view like you did, that was just very refreshing, very encouraging. But I love the idea of a scorecard. And everything you're doing is voluntary, right? This is all volunteers.
Yep, Yep, we're self-funded. I originally started the Sheboygan Tea Party back in the day, and we were, you know, we tossed around being a nonprofit. We tossed around being a, I don't know, 504, whatever. And number one, I hate paperwork. Number two, right. I hate registering. And number three, I just feel like we kind of just, if we want to do something, we collectively put our heads together, we figure out how to fund it, and we do it. And that works for us right now, you know. And we just self-fund.
And we have a similar situation in Emmett County. We have Emmett for Responsible Government. It's exactly what you're doing. It's just a grassroots effort. We're trying to inform people. We have fun, lively meetings. We've actually had Commissioner Turnbull from Gaylord come and speak. So we're trying to do it, and it's definitely – sometimes it's very rewarding. Sometimes it's very frustrating because I don't know how you get more people engaged in government. I wish there was some like formula, but there isn't.
No. I think it's, the more I've done it, the more I think it's just the old pounding the pavement, going door to door, making your neighbors aware of what's going on. And hopefully by giving them information, they'll start to care about those issues too. I also kind of agree with Dan Bongino. People aren't going to care until it really affects them in some way. You know, right now mm-hmm. we're all paying the extra costs. We're all putting up with the crazy books in our kids' school, but they're going to, you know, we're concerned about the illegal immigration, but it's not directly impacting us yet. But I hate to say it. I think sometimes, you know, until it gets really bad and that is literally on your doorstep and you're personally affected, you just don't care, you know, and that's heart wrenching because we could have not put ourselves in this situation to begin with, but here we are, you know.
Exactly.
I love Emmett for Responsible Government. They're my meeting buddies at the health board meetings, and I miss them because they weren't there last week.
Yes, we have some great folks that come to the health board meetings and speak out, and you know, it's been fun. I've watched them at least via YouTube, so I know a little bit of what's going on. But anyway, just had a text. It's from Mike Farage, and he says, "Mrs. Jacobson, do you get called Mrs. much? Is the standard that every mother should be measured by? She has been a grassroots activist fighting for over a decade, and is the poster child for a mama bear."
Wow. Aww, I just love him. That makes me so happy. I'm going to record that and play that for my children just so they can listen. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, it really is about what we're leaving for future generations. And right now, it's not good. I mean, it really isn't good.
No.
You know, and I, you know, the more I'm in this fight, the more you kind of look at scripture and how it shapes your worldview. And I mean, there's some very, The God doesn't mince words when it comes to dealing with children and taking care of children. And I just kind of take that to heart when I'm doing these things. And I you know, it's been a sacrifice because my family has suffered for it, you know, and I could be out working, you know, doing some of those other things, but I've chosen to do this, and I'm very fortunate and blessed that I have a family that supports liberty and a husband that supports liberty and works very hard so I can do these things. But yeah, if everybody did a little bit, it wouldn't be hard, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know?
So Steph, let's talk about this girl boss culture for a minute since we're chatting mm-hmm. amongst ourselves in Lansing. It seems like we have the worst government ever in my, let's say, paying attention to this. And it's all the leadership is entirely women, those Marxists, busybody, do-gooder, virtue signaling, girl bosses. Isn't it the worst it's ever been?
I agree. And I hate to say it. It's kind of like that second new Star Wars movie where the general with the purple dress and the purple hair.
Oh, yes.
And I looked at my kids after
Brilliant.
That movie and I said, this movie is entitled Women Rule the World and We're All Gonna Die. I hate to say it, but so she waits until the last possible moment. They're sending all these convoys out to be rescued, and they're just shooting them down one after another. You know, they're blowing up all over the place. And then all of a sudden she's like, well, I'll just commit a suicide kamikaze mission and drive this ship into the Death Star. And I'm like, why didn't you just send them all out and do that in the first place? Like, what was the point of this movie? And you know, the men were told to shut up and they can't do the, you know, the daring escape. And yeah, I mean, we are really missing strong men in our culture, and they're being beat down by this message, and they need to reclaim that manhood and, you know, stand with some of these mama bears. It shouldn't just be the mama bears fighting these fights. And yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. This, and if you look at, like, I go to the health board meetings a lot, and if you look at the arguments being made, you know, by it, the audience is almost all women.
Especially
from the liberal persuasion. It's very women heavy, and it's very emotional. Everything's a story.
Yes,
everything's
yes.
an emotion. and it's hard to create public policy based on emotion. We were just talking about my good friend, Mary Moore. And when we went to that meeting in Emmett County, the left was standing up and telling these stories of starving children and being hungry. And Mary Moore stood up and said, let's all remember, folks, the grant you're so angry about. And they were literally trying to remove a person based on how he was voting, and they didn't agree with it, but through some trickery, in my opinion. But she said, remember, the grant we're talking about was to prevent childhood obesity. Like, it wasn't about, you know, poor starving mm-hmm. children living in a cave with, you know, bloody fingers from trying to rub sticks together. I don't know, but, you know, that's kind of... And women do great. Women are nurturers. We love our families. We protect our families, and we have so many great qualities. But I don't know if those always translate over into governance. You know, we naturally gravitate towards caregiving roles, nurses, teachers, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
It's not because of some patriarchy. It's because we're literally wired that way. You know,
absolutely.
There's lots of studies on that. So yeah, I agree.
Well,
and these women are particularly toxic because they're Marxist to the core, and mm-hmm. their designs for the state are not good. So
I call them the pink blazer set, because you've probably seen the photos whenever Gretchen does one of these signings, particularly with the Reproductive Health Act. They all show up wearing pink blazers and dresses, and it's like, ooh, like, they're so feminine looking. But, you know, it's really incendiary what they're doing. It represents something dark and evil, like you said, like those characters in that Star Wars movie.
Yeah. We're going to empower women by destroying our, you know, next
right.
generation.
Steph, can you stick on through the break for a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back talking to Steph Jacobson. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, it's Izzy Lyman, the final segment of Hour 3, and I asked Steph Jacobson to stay on for a little bit more because I think our conversation is just going so well, Steph. So, oh, awesome. So I don't really like identity politics. Sometimes it's convenient. I'll give you that. But I don't really like it. But on the other hand, I'd like to see more women be reached with a conservative message or the constitutional message, pro-nurturing, but pro-men message. So how do you think we can do that?
Yeah, well, I do think it's kind of interesting. I'm kind of watching the culture, and there's kind of, you know, we've kind of cursed all these social media platforms, but now there's a trend coming where women are kind of going back to the home, and it's trendy. And I'm for whatever that takes, because I just feel like, you know, this message that we've given women for so long, that you don't need family, you don't need men, you don't want those things. That's not where true power and happiness lies. And then, you know, we see these women, you know, go through these careers, and they're wildly successful. But you wake up one day and you're going, I'm 50 years old, and the people I work for, while they pay me well, they don't even know my name. I'm just a number here, you know. And they kind of, there's a lot of research on this. They decide, like, all of a sudden, those things that they, you know, gave up to have these careers, they suddenly want, and sometimes it's too late. Jordan Peterson has really done a lot of work on that. And I just go back to the Bible, you know, when you read it, especially the New Testament, it gives you everything you need to be happy. You know, if you do these things, you will be happy. And there's a huge message there about, family and, children and, doing what is right and, you know, turning against sin. And I just feel like that's the answer. And so I'm kind of glad to see that coming back in the culture. I think the university system is toxic and has pushed that idea,
yes,
especially on women for a long time. And you look at these men coming out, and they're so, these young men, and they're just totally brainwashed. And I just, my heart hurts for them because,
You're touching on an important piece of the conversation, which is social media can do good. It doesn't have to all be the most negative, you know, we're going to ban TikTok and CCP and all that, but there can be good. We can represent an alternative message, and you can get a lot of people interested in it, engage in it, and maybe change their very lives because of it. So that's definitely a tool. I think the other piece is a season. I myself was a homeschooling mom when my sons were small, and I did a lot of activism like you did. I did a lot of writing, but I really did center on the home. And then when they grew up and went away and so forth, and I had that time to myself, I ran for public office. I took a job at a nonprofit. So again, I think we have to just remind ourselves there's a season. It doesn't all have to be done at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And a lot of that's due to economics too. And if you look at how the government got everyone working and the reasons behind it, it's a little darker than they just wanted to empower women to take their place in the workforce. They really had some motives that were unclear to the people that were working. And so, you know, yeah, and there is, and my kids are getting older, and I'm thinking about doing some of those things I wanted to do and, you know, or maybe would like to do now. And if there is a time for that, but you can't get that time back with your family. And you know, it's just such a blessing, you know, to have children is the greatest joy, you know, you'll ever have, and to have a family and a husband and things like that. So I want girls to get those messages, and, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully maybe someday we can get back to, I think most people would like to have one provider, you know, working and the other, you know, taking care of the home. It's just the economics of it, especially with the policies we're currently, you know.
Oh, yeah. Embracing. Oh, yeah.
It's really hard.
Definitely makes it a lot harder for young families and even older families. But for sure, if you're willing to sacrifice, these things are doable. But that's also become a bit of a dirty word in our culture. So anyway, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Make in those sacrifices. It'll be worth it. That's
yes,
what I say.
Absolutely. So in the time we have left, Steph, do you have a website or a contact point or what where we can see more of your work?
Well, we run a big Facebook group right now. It's just Otsego County Liberty Rising. It's an open group, so the discussion is lively, to say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah, but we you know, meeting notices will be there. We have a meeting coming up March 20th. It's going to, if you want food, you got to get your order in. Come early, 5:30. We'll probably start a little after 6 once all those orders are in. We're going to have our neighboring group to the north, a new group called Stand Up Michigan group, come and share a little bit about what they're doing and hopefully kind of have a, you know, a back and forth with them on things we can do, you know, some meeting reports. We're going to probably gear up to start circling those local choice petitions for the solar and wind farms and, you know, start to just really figure out how we're going to get out the vote for 2024. So, yeah, so it's March 20th at the Elks Lodge. You can get more information and a reminder if you join our Facebook group, Otsego County Liberty Rising, and or you can, that's probably the best way to find us, message me through there, and I can get you on our email list.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your work. Always a pleasure. You're the queen of Otsego County in my book.
I declare. Next free holiday.
No, all right. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks, Susie.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will be back on Friday. And I'm Izzy Lyman, and it's 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Presqu'île Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'île Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source,
your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect